Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
I'm Ryan Newman.
And I'm Trey Newman.
It is the last day of our 2021 Big 12 preview week and day 28 overall of our season preview series. So check out the first 27 if you haven't already in our feed. If you've watched them all, let us know in the comments because...
Every second of it too.
You got to watch every second of it because you are a champ, exactly, if you did that. Ryan checks out for half the episode as it is. Anyway, we should probably get into the question for the episode. What is it, Trey? I don't want Ryan to read it. He's sleeping right now.
Read what?
Yeah, he is. Exactly. Who will win the Big 12?
Okay, so before diving into the championship game, let's start with who we have finishing third, because in some ways, it's almost a little more interesting because there's two kind of big favorites to make the title game, though. Of course, it's not a given that they'll both make it. But Ryan, who you have finishing third?
Finishing third, I got the Horned Frogs of TCU. They're a talented group. They got a lot of pieces coming back. I like the front end of their defense. They're tough up front. I like the ground game on offense. That's very consistent with some good running backs. And I think they're going to improve through the air. That's the question mark, but I think they'll improve through the air. I think Duggan will continue to improve, and I think he'll have a little better weapons, maybe a little more consistent of offensive line play. And Gary Patterson, I'm trusting here to have a good year.
I am going with TCU as well. It was very close between Texas, Oklahoma State, and TCU.
Yeah, it is.
And I think Texas is probably the favorite, you know, like the betting favorite to come in third. But
close.
But yeah, I'm going with the Horned Frogs as well. I think the defense will be really good. A ton coming back up front. And, you know, one of the best cornerback duos in the country and Travius Hodges-Tomlinson to pair with a healthy Noah Daniels. They've added some key transfers to kind of plug holes really on both sides of the ball. So, if on offense Quentin Johnston becomes a breakout star receiver like we think he could in his sophomore year, then why not?
Yeah, clean sweep.
Wow.
TCU. I honestly wanted to even potentially make them second. I really like TCU this year. Some of it is blind faith in what I saw towards the end of last season. I think Duggan really settled in. And remember, going into last year, we didn't even know if Duggan was going to play football again. He had that health issue. So I think now that he's we know he's the guy. Patterson will field another strong defense. It might be Patterson kind of, he's getting to that point where is his last stand, but I'm riding with him this year.
Okay. Well, sorry, Longhorns and Cowboys fans, I know. And Mountaineers fans.
Yeah.
I'm not apologizing to Kansas fans. I mean,
they're not listening.
Hey, how dare us? If you're a Kansas fan watching this right now,
call me out.
Yeah, yeah, call him out, exactly. Okay, let's get to the Big 12 championship. Ryan, who you got? Just in there. Don't tell us the winner yet.
Okay.
We got to keep the people watching. We need this YouTube watch time. The algorithm, Ryan.
It's all
stretch
about
it
algorithm.
Out.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but it's all about it. We got Iowa State and OU. So I got a repeat of last year. I think they're just the two clear best teams. I'd be hard-pressed to go against them, so... not going bold on those.
I agree. Obviously, I've got Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley makes it every year. And Iowa State. I mean, why not? They were the second best team in the conference last year. They return more production than anybody else in the Big 12. So it's an easy pick for them to make it. Not that it'll be easy. They're going to play a lot of close games, I'm sure. And how about this? Let me ask you a question off the cuff here. Iowa State versus OU in the Big 12 title or any other matchup? What would you bet?
Any other matchup.
Same here, but just want to throw it out there. Okay.
Yeah. You do have to think about it, though. But.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got those other the few teams like the TCU, Texas, Oklahoma State that are not far off. Like, it wouldn't be
West Virginia.
Crazy at all.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yep. But as for me, it's boring. As well, clean sweep, Oklahoma, Iowa State. Like I mentioned before, I wanted to take TCU, but their toughest games are on the road in conference.
But you're too
scared. I'm laying out the points. There's too much returning production for both of those teams ahead of them, Oklahoma, Iowa State. Tough road games for Iowa State, for TCU. So Iowa State, Oklahoma.
Okay, so the people have watched almost 7 episodes now waiting for us to give our Big 12 championship pick. What is it, Ryan?
I'm taking the Cyclones, baby.
All right.
Oh, Iowa State.
All right.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right.
There's a little bit of a shock. Yeah. No, I mean, they're so close. I mean, they're every time they play OU, it just seems like a great game.
Yeah, you know, and it has.
And I, you know, if I'm kind of going with my heart, maybe a little bit on this one. If I was going with my head, maybe I'd take OU. They're definitely the more of the favorite, I would have to say. But they're right there, Iowa State. This is the year for them. It's the best. It's setting up to be the best year in program history. So I got to give it a shot with the Clones.
No, I would not be surprised at all. But I'm going boring. I have Oklahoma winning. Of course, they've won it every year, and I just think they have a higher ceiling than anybody else in the conference. They're just about as good as Iowa State defensively. Some would say better. I think Iowa State's a little better, but close enough. But offensively, with Spencer Rattler in year two possibly making a jump, with Kennedy Brooks back, bringing Eric Gray at running back, I think the receiving core should be better this year. Just they brought in some really talented freshmen. They got a transfer from Arkansas and Mike Woods. Hopefully Jaden Hazelwood's healthy. I just think it's all setting up for a really, really good year.
Yep. I'm taking the Sooners as well. They're a strong contender to actually win the national title. They're a little bit more explosive on offense, and the defense seems to have found its identity. And the other thing is Oklahoma gets Iowa State in Norman, and the Sooners aren't facing a projected top 50 team on the road until Bedlam in the final game of the year. So just in order to get there, I really like Oklahoma's path.
Fair enough.
Okay, let's bet some long shots here. Of course, we took, we gasped at Ryan taking Iowa State. They are 2.5 to 1, so it's of course not that crazy. So as we look at the odds here, let me read out what we're considering the quote unquote long shots here to choose from. If you had to bet one of these, who would you bet? You got Oklahoma State and Texas. Well, actually, sorry, Oklahoma State, Texas, and TCU are all at 12 to 1. Then you've got West Virginia at 25 to 1, Kansas State and Baylor 50 to 1, and Texas Tech 100 to 1. Finally, Kansas 250 to 1.
Who? I mean, that's not high enough.
No, it is not high enough.
All right, enough with the Jayhawks.
No, I mean it's the long shots in every conference. It's not high enough. I'm sure we're Nebraska fans. I guarantee you, ours is not high enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. All right, but my long shot. I'm not going to take in a huge long shot, but I will go with TCU at 12 to 1. I just think Gary Patterson has the potential to have one of his patented Gary Patterson years. He's had a few really, really good ones. He's due. I'll take TCU.
All right. Well, you're kind of a wuss there because I said long shots.
Okay. Hey now. You're the king of the wusses. You always pick the two favorites to go to the conference titles.
I'm just picking who I think's going to make it.
Every time,
right?
I already know who you're going with. Hey, don't forget, I've been bold before. Come on now. I took Baylor a couple years ago.
I know.
Come on now.
I actually, though, when I was thinking about this, I didn't even consider the 12-1 shots because I was like, maybe not long enough. So I went with Baylor at 50-1. We've talked about their defense throughout the week. I think it has the potential to be really good. They've got a ton of starters coming back. They got their linebacker Bernard back from injury last year. He didn't play the full season. The LSU transfer up front, the big 350-pounder Siaki Aika. And then offensively, that's why they're 50-1.
Good point.
Jeff Grimes from BYU can spark some things.
I'm going to take West Virginia at 25-1. The defense should be one of the better units in the conference. The offense, it has the pieces there. Daigie, Letty Brown, but they just need to be a little more aggressive, get the ball downfield more, take some shots. It's year three in Neil Brown's system, so they could take another step forward. And when I look at their schedule, after going to Oklahoma in the first conference game, they draw most of their tough games at home in Morgantown, so they could go on a run.
Yeah, I love Neil Brown, so who knows? He's doing a great job there. That'll do it for our Big 12 preview week. Thanks for watching if you watched all of these episodes. We will be back tomorrow, and we're getting to the Big 10 with our beloved Nebraska Cornhuskers. Are they going to win it all? you know, there's only one way to find out. You got to watch the episode. You got to watch. So we'll see you then.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.